Well, good morning.
Good on you. Thanks, Robbo.
Great to have you on the show. I'm curious, first of all, maybe Colin, from your perspective, you and David, obviously quite different paths in showbiz. How did you get together as friends? How did you meet?
There was an ABC show about, I don't know, maybe 25 years ago. It was called Class Acts, and it was introducing new and up-and-coming artists with a one-off special on ABC TV that was hosted by Jackie Weaver. And I was in a trio at that stage, back in the late 80s, I think. And I remember being in this rehearsal room and hearing David Hobson sing, and I just thought, that is the most incredible sound I've ever heard in my life. And also, we have been exercising together over the last 25 years or so in a weird little collective of old men that run around an oval and practice how to play football but never play in a team.
So how long has it been in the backs of your mind to want to actually perform together and to find the right vehicle to do it with?
Well, Colin obviously loves comedy, but I also share a great deep love of comedy, and he loves music. And over the last probably 10 or 12 years, we started really chatting about, you know, what our kind of ideology of entertainment was and showbiz, what have you. And there came an opportunity for me to do a show, curiously, on a ship. And it transpired that the comedian who was meant to be on this ship, an American comedian, wasn't available. And so it gave Colin and I an opportunity to work with a full orchestra to do a 30-minute set of routines and musical duets and what have you, and try out some stuff we've been talking about for a couple of years. And that was about 6 or 7 years ago, I think, now, Colin. So that was kind of the genesis of it. And from that sprang this idea to do a more elongated show, which we've been kind of trying to get up over the last few years. But COVID's got in the way every time. So we're trying to put it in to our schedules every now and then. You know, obviously Frank with Lone and Woodley and me doing my kind of more classical stuff. And I've been touring around Marina Pryor. So we've been trying to find gaps where we can get a long go at this show. So that's kind of how it's gone, Robbo.
Colin, I've noticed by your resume you've done practically everything, but can you sing?
Why, of course I can sing. How rude of you to ask. This is the most preposterous interview I've ever been involved with.
We'll ask the question again then, Colin. Can you sing?
Well, that's proved. The answer's been proved.
I can sing, but look, I mean, my singing is completely different. I mean, you know, David can sing, I can sing, Jimmy Barnes can sing, but we're all incredibly different singers. I can't sing what David sings. I mean, that is a craft, that is a skill that I will never be able to achieve. And it's just a joy to be able to hear David's instrument, you know, propel this gloriousness on stage. And I do get a tingle up my spine every time I hear him sing. I do sing. I grew up in the Salvation Army, and my mother and father were both very musical, so maybe it's genetic. Maybe it's something that I was just born with, but it's been part of my life for very many years. And so I can sing. That is my short answer.
Okay.
Look, Colin's got a great larynx. There's no doubt about it. He's got a great set of chords in there. And had he wanted to be like just primarily a singer, he definitely could have been. It makes my job very easy in helping him with that. Perhaps not so easy for him to teach me comedy, but we kind of get by.
We get by. That's a great advertisement for the show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Put it this way. Colin laughs at me when I think he shouldn't laugh at me, and I guess the audience laughs with him. So that's how that works.
Hey, so before you leave us, tell us a little bit about the show itself. What can people expect?
Well, ostensibly the show is, you know, comedian wants to be opera singer wants to do some comedy, and what ensues from that is obviously, you know, a lot of great music and a lot of great fun and routine. So the audience can expect to really laugh a lot, but also they'll enjoy the music. I mean, you've got fantastic classical music, you've got a bit more popular music, and, you know, stuff that they'll recognise from musicals.
I think, gentlemen, in short, I think what the world needs now is music and comedy. And I think when we've done a couple of these shows in the recent past, people have come and they've really enjoyed the experience of being in a theatre, and they love the opera singing from David and the arias that he sings, and also some of the musical numbers, Kiss Me Kate and a few other guys and dolls that David and I do together. And when you've got jokes in there as well, I mean, it's just, I mean, I've seen the show. I'm a pretty biased, but
I'm fan.
It's got fun and music, and I think that's what the audience really wants at the moment. So I highly recommend it. 5 stars.
I wanted to come back. I stood.
Yeah.
Well, who could go past a recommendation like that? Sunday, June 27, the Capitol Theatre in Bendigo, and it's one definitely not to miss. David, great to talk to you again. Colin, great to talk to you. Look forward
Thank
to catching
Robert.
Up with you when you're in Bendigo towards the end of June.
Good on you guys.
Thanks
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Bye.
Thanks, Robert.